are extremely overjoyed because it now means that those people who are not afforded a voice in Zimbabwe when they are victims of crimes against humanity can now have a voice in a neighboring jurisdiction. So I think everybody is quite happy about that. We hope that it also signals a very, very critical moment, a watershed moment in the jurisprudence of Southern Africa that this case has been decided in our favor.
Is it clear yet whether the National Prosecuting Authority will appeal the ruling?
No, they haven't said whether they will appeal the ruling or not, because I guess they still have to go through the entire judgment to see whether they will comply or whether they intend to appeal. But even if they appeal that decision, my belief is that they are likely, it's a very, very sound judgment that is not likely to be overturned by any higher court. So I believe that even if they appeal that decision, they are likely to lose. It can only even strengthen the jurisprudence that I mentioned of Southern Africa if they appeal it and lose, because it will now be a decision of the highest court of the land in South Africa that will vindicate us. But what is also critical, I think, in this judgment is the acknowledgement from not only the judge and from our submissions, but also from the South African authorities that indeed crimes against humanity are being committed in Zimbabwe. They were merely opposing our application on the ground that, among very few others, to seek to arrest people who may be in the cabinet of Zimbabwe today may actually impact on the negotiations that are taking place in Zimbabwe and also affect the relations between South Africa and Zimbabwe. So that was a political argument which fortunately has been overturned in favor of a legal argument, an argument that seeks to protect the rule of law in Southern Africa, an argument that also seeks to promote the moral high ground that states should have when dealing with citizens, that, for example, that human rights are fundamental over political considerations.